January 14th, Gurudev of Hawaii.
Namne Gaurati Se Gurave Gaura Chandra Yaradhika Yai Tadade Krishna Yai Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhakta Yanam Yam Praprajan Tamarupe Tamarpe Tatutyam Vaipayano Virakataya Jilava Putre Pitanmay Tayatar Mohini Du Tam Sarva Bhutar Dayam Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najiva Vitaya Vina Iti Vigyaya Radhi Tanne Maham Charvana First of all, my koti-koti dandvat pranam into lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Pravishtha Vishnu Pasis Madhvati Pragyan Kesava Goswami Narayan. And said, koti-koti dandvat pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Shri Madhvati Vedanta Goswami Narayan. Yesterday, I told that how Brahma did austerities and then Krishna, that is Narayan, told him the secret things, tattva-gyan, with vigyan, that is praying, and its how process, that is bhakti. And then he told that now, no false ego, that I am creator, independent, creator of this world, I am. This false ego will not come. And then by the power of Supreme Lord, he created all this world. This growth and settled body of jivas. And now he saw that, oh, they are servant of Krishna, made servant of Krishna jiva. Now they have been entangled, they have forgotten these things. And now they are suffering endless pain of endless birth and death. Old age, the pain of taking birth and so on. So he thought, I should discover anything that they should be liberated from these sufferings and they should have her. And then by his manishaya, intelligence, he thought three times how they can be liberated from these sufferings. And then, after three times, he discovered etat nirvidyamanana icchatam akuto bhayam yogi nam nipnirnitam Hare Namanu Kirtan. Those who are akam, those who are sakam, have so many desires, worldly desires. Those who have no desire, those who have bhakti, for all, Harinam Sankirtan Bhakti, Kirtana Kya Bhakti, is best method to be liberated from this endless. Akamo, sarvakamo, mokshe kam, udarati, kibren bhakti yogena jajatam, kusantam. Also, akam, sakam, varbhakta, everyone in this world, it has been decided that only bhakti can be liberated. And by bhakti, sadhan bhakti, then bhav bhakti, and thus prem bhakti they will achieve, and thus the jiva will come in their transcendental service or form, and thus they will serve there in a kolo Vrindavan forever. So he saw so many things and then decided. Then we are coming to this point that Brahma decided that without bhakti we cannot be liberated. Only no karma, no jnana, no yoga, no tapasya, nothing else. Only bhakti yoga and bhakti yoga. But what is that bhakti yoga? Parashar has told, Paranurakti Rishwari Bhakti. Paranurakti. Anurakti means love and affection. To the extreme point, love and affection. To Ishwari, to Supreme Lord. He has told. Also, it has been told, Laukiki Vaidiki Vartiva Yatriyate Mune Harishevan Kaleva Sa Bhaktim Sa Karja Bhaktim. What is Bhakti? Laukiki, general activity. No? Laukiki, Vaidiki, what are written in Vedas. What is written in all Puran, Shastra, everywhere? Laukiki, Vaidiki. Vapi Kriya. All these activities, if it is done for Krishna, to please Krishna, then they are bhakti. Otherwise, not bhakti. Also in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told. Savai Parātana, Savai Tunsan, Paro Dharma. Jato bhakti radhukha je ahetukya abhyabhita ja bhakti pushukta. Here he has told two things. One sarup lakshan and other tatasya lakshan. Sarup lakshan means?
If it shakes, the head goes out. So that's the reason. Because it shakes without the climax.
That, what is Param Dharma? Param Dharma is most highest, supreme dharma of jeev. Savai Punsan Paro Dharma. Here Punsan means lady, man, creatures, pasu, pakshi, kee, patang, all top to bottom. They have right to do bhajan. So, Savai Punsan Paro Dharma. Surely this is only one method, no other. That is why he has told, Savai Nishyarthi. So, definite. And other time, no way. Savai Punsan Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Ajok Khaje. Supreme Lord, who is not in invisible by mind, eyes, avang manso gocharaje, atvokshaje, aprakrit Krishna. His service without any worldly gain.
Can you tell him to read the sound?
This is what. But Srila Rupa Goswami, he has learned from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, himself, Krishna, and Radhika, both combined. And he made a very, very beautiful definition of bhakti. What is that? Anna bhilashita sunya. Kyan karma jnana pratam. Ankulena krishnam silanam bhakti. You should all try to know its meaning, hear its meaning, and engage yourself in that kind of bhakti. you should tell the meaning. That Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has done.
Guruve Gaura Chandra Radhikaya Tadale Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namah. So this verse is described to be the Parivasa, the definition verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai Pumsam Parodharma Yatir Bhakti Yadoksaje Ahoitiki Apitiyad Yaratma Samprasiddhati. So Guru Maharaj was just explaining, Sudha Goswami says Savai. Savai means definitely, not maybe, could be, perhaps. It's survived on Anya Vilas. Anya Vilas Tasunyam Gyana Karmani Navatam Anakulena Krishna Nusilanam. So Sri Rupa Goswami gave, there are many different definitions of bhakti that have been given. For example, survive is one of that anuraksha, that supreme absorption in the absolute Lord is called bhakti.